What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I went through it. You went through it. A lot of people were there in the various cities. And it's Monday morning. By the way, how about a bit of good news? And that's the rocket was launched successfully. They even had at the space station, a little welcome party. So that was a little bit of positive news. And I'm glad the president went. And I'm glad he saw it. America at its best. And they got you know what they got driven to the rocket in?
I did not see what they got driven in.
A Tesla. That's because Elon Musk owns Tesla, and he owns the company that has the rocket. So naturally, he's going to have, I'm surprised he doesn't have a Tesla in the rocket to drive around the space station, because it's kind of a big space station. All right, let's see. Buzzy, we haven't heard from you at all, basically, on Facebook, and we got a lot of Facebook and a lot of calls. What do you got on Facebook?
Well, you know, I keep my eye on Facebook, Sandy, and you mentioned the president being at the launch on Saturday. And, you know, this just got tweeted out by a major media outlet. Dr. Fauci, the nation's top medical expert on the coronavirus pandemic and a key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, says his meetings with President Trump have been dramatically decreased in recent days. Yeah, have you not seen what's going on? Like, it's headlines like this that are just so deceiving.
Well, they are, and they're meant to be deceiving. They write them to be deceiving. All right, give me a couple of Facebooks.
All right. So you asked, there's a few questions on Facebook. This one, was law enforcement too firm? Not firm enough. Please explain. We'll start with top fan Christopher, who says they weren't firm enough. The police gave in to the looters. They let them run free without any consequence.
How could you leave the precinct to the looters and have them do whatever they want? How could you stand there and watch your own squad car up in flames? I don't understand this at all. And guess who pays for all this? We do. The ones sitting home minding our own business. We pay for it. We don't even have to clean it up. And neither do they, by the way. We have volunteers who come in and do it. So the good people are cleaning up after the bad people tore it all apart. Something's wrong with that. Another one, please.
Yeah, we'll go with Sue, who says the...
You're going with Sue?
Yes.
I used to go with Sue. And saying that... Divorce kind of slowed that down.
that worked out well.
Yeah.
Not firm enough. You can always loosen up.
Was that Sue again?
Yeah.
Not firm enough? Too firm?
She says it's impossible to tighten up as time goes. The mayor and governor.
Who said that? Did Sue say that?
Yeah, we're still on Sue.
Sue's confused.
She really is. Should have put her on the rocket. Save me some money. Could have bought the rocket for her. Go ahead.
She says it's better to be proactive than reactive.
Yeah, what I didn't like was the ones tucked away in their palatial offices, the mayors, telling the people who are in line face-to-face with the rioters to give it a light hand. In other words, don't get too angry. Don't enforce the law. What kind of a mayor is this? He's the mayor of the biggest city in the country, de Blasio. His daughter gets arrested and during the protest. So you tell me what kind of why did we put this clown in there?
Well, don't forget, remember what was the Baltimore mayor that said, stand down, give them space, that's it.
Yeah, that's one of the models that they use. You know, giving them space and letting them get their anger out is not, to me, a really good plan. Just let them take whatever they want, and then they'll feel more comfortable. Why don't we just, instead of having all this broken glass, why don't we simply unlock the door? You have breaking news for us.
I do. The Buffalo police just announced that they have a person in custody in connection with throwing an object on fire into City Hall. So that person is in custody.
Yeah, I think they had his name, or he was a person of interest last night. So I'm glad they finally got, or that they did get him.
I thought that they, maybe I got it mixed up with somebody else, but I thought there was a woman that they were looking at for, no?
No, there was a male last night was listed as a person of interest.
Yeah, they had him on camera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the other one was a Molotov cocktail, right?
Yeah, I think that's the one. Yeah.
That was a woman. Now, for those of you who don't know, a Molotov cocktail is a glass bottle with gasoline in it and a rag sticking out of the top. Then you light the rag and throw it, okay? They had somebody online, I saw it over the course of the 4 days, that didn't quite understand the concept of a Molotov cocktail and lit themselves on fire, okay? I'm sorry if I'm not going to have a moment to grieve. Let's go to line three, Bill in Eden. Bill, you're on WBEN. Hello, Bill. Hello, Bill.
I'm not potted up, though. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're potted up loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Like you were saying, well, maybe not as you said, but in the mainstream media, they say if it bleeds, it leads, and if it burns, it earns. So that's why a lot of these rioting things are taking front stage. We didn't even, maybe a lot of people didn't even hear about the astronauts blasting off and docking with the space station.
Well, that's too bad, because it was quite a while since we've done that, and I'm glad we did it. I'm not a huge space fan, but seeing that as a private company and not the government, it's in conjunction with the government, but it's a private, private company that made the rocket and all that stuff, so happy to see that.
And Sandy, I'm with you. I absolutely agree with everything you've been saying there. It was a terrible thing that we saw with Mr. Floyd. Just for passing like a bogus 20 or whatever it was, no one deserves to die for that. And this man, 46 years old, father of two, they called him Big Floyd because he was 6'6" tall. I don't know if that's like how tall you are, Sandy, or about.
But I'm 6'4", but when I heard he was 6'6", wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, they called him a gentle giant, and it's awful. I actually found some information just recently on the Star Tribune this morning about those officers that were involved in this.
Okay.
You know, of course, that Derek Chauvin is the main one that's accused of this murder because he's the one with the knee. But the one that you saw watching him, I guess he's left Minnesota, and his lawyer said that he's, quote, safely elsewhere and couldn't comment further. And the other two, the one of them that first helped pin Mr. Floyd down is supposedly staying with family, but the other one left and didn't tell anyone where he went. But I found some other information about Mr. Chauvin, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's 44 years old, so just 2 years younger than Mr. Floyd. And he's married, but his wife, Kelly, issued a statement through her attorney Friday saying that she is filing for divorce.
Yeah, I read that. It's obviously, he's got some issues.
Yeah.
I can't blame her.
She's devastated by Mr. Floyd's death, said the attorney, and her utmost sympathy lies with the family, with his loved ones, and with everyone who's grieving the tragedy. But getting back to Mr. Chauvin here, According to this article from the Star Tribune, he worked uniformed off-duty security for years at El Nuevo Rodeo, a large East Lake Street dance club in Minneapolis, which is a block from the 3rd Precinct where most of the rioting has been taking place. According to the former owner of the club, Maya Santa Maria, Chauvin worked the club most weekends for about 16 years and, quote, really became my main guy here. For about a year, he also worked security at the club. But Mr. Floyd actually worked security at the club, too, the man that was killed.
Right.
She said she doesn't think that Floyd and Chauvin crossed paths. She and Chauvin were friends, she said, but customers did complain about him, she said. She said he was quick to get hardcore and was uneasy with the crowds on what they called Twerk Fest Tuesdays. It says where the club catered to more black patrons. Quote, I've seen him in action and I've seen him lose it, and I've called him out on it before, she said. Quote, I've told him it's unnecessary and unjustified some of the ways that he behaves. He just loses it.
Well, if that's the case, I might withdraw my comment that it's not necessarily a black and white issue until we can prove that he has some kind of record as being anti-black. The woman who owns the club might have given us that indication. So I got to run. Always a good call from you, Bill in Eden. Thank you for calling. Let's take a break now on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony, is that a real thing you just read to me?
I'm watching it right now. It says protester, Hannity, I guess, posted this. Protester, I can't believe I'm going to say this, attempts to steal an ATM and then use public transportation to escape. There he is with the ATM. The bus had pulled up but wouldn't let him get on with the ATM machine.
Oh, I saw that too.
Oh, that is too much. That is dumber than dumb. Who gets on a bus with an ATM machine? What does he say? What is that, $1.25? It's in here somewhere. I can't quite get it out.
Let me try shaking it out.
Yeah, here. Give me a hand. I want to shake it up and down. Maybe a dollar bill and a quarter will fall out. Jeez. And, this is a very serious thing that just happened, but every once in a while there's a little bolt of comedic electricity. Who is so dumb that they break into the dollar store? Shouldn't you set your sights a little higher than that?
Come on, those Korean shower shoes?
I mean, yeah. Those Korean shower shoes are $1.94. And at least go for something a little more upscale. But apparently there's no accounting for taste. Let's go to line three, and that is Sean in Lancaster. Sean, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean from Chautauqua County.
Oh, okay, Sean. You're here loud and clear. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is everybody, I've been listening to your show for quite some time. First things first, your show's awesome, Sandy. And what bothers me the most, it's aggravating me a lot, what everybody's forgetting about, the first oath that those officers take is to protect and serve and do no harm. And that's something I want to spread to everybody else. Do no harm, whether you're a protester, whether you're a rioter, whoever you are, whatever your side you're for, do no harm. And everybody needs to spread that through everybody so they all understand that we're all on the same side.
Well, I thought do no harm was in the Hippocratic Oath that doctors take. I didn't know it was on the oath of office that policemen take, but yeah, if you can get it solved without doing any harm, that's fine. But sometimes you have to use more force, and that's where the tricky part is, to use enough to get the job done, but not to use too much. And obviously what this rogue cop did to George Floyd was too much. He died of something. They're not sure until they get the second autopsy in, but thanks. Good points. Thank you, Sean. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Sandy, I got to tell you about a beautiful video. I don't know if you saw it or if Joe had the chance to see it. There was a during one of the confrontations, a protest, and, heated moment, and there was a young black man who broke down in tears, and I don't know if he was just in a state of confusion, just turned to hug someone, and it was a white police officer, and the two embraced. It was a beautiful moment. It really tugged at my heartstrings looking at this. It's like, yeah, that's the America I know.
Well, that's good. That's great. Also saw one right near Showtime where I think it was Cleveland. Bernie, was that a bakery in Cleveland? It was in Cleveland. And in the doorway of this bakery owned by an Italian guy and his two sons, they were standing. Pardon me. Take a minute, Tony, while I grab a little water here.
I know the one that you're talking about. There's, at least I saw just the image of it. There wasn't any video attached to it, but
okay,
they were standing in front of the doorway, and they weren't going to let anybody past them.
Yep. They were standing in the doorway armed.
Yep.
Armed. And they said, "We're not going to let you in." And they and the arsonist or whatever they happened to be at the time said, "You have insurance." He said, "It doesn't matter. You're not going to take my business." And they stood there armed. Good for them. And that brings back the L.A. riots. I was on the air when the L.A. riots were going on, and I said, "Anybody here still don't see a reason why we should have a Second Amendment?" The Korean shop owners were on the roofs of their shops. The mob was going. Remember, the mob had just gotten through pulling a trucker out of his truck right in the middle of an intersection and beating him with a cement block over the head. Okay, they had just finished that. Then they were going house to house up a street. There was a business section where the Korean shop owners were on the roofs of their business with guns, shotguns, rifles, whatever. The mob stopped there. It didn't get beyond them. No shooting was even necessary. I think that, you know, anybody who sees what's happening, you have to wonder what would happen if they were in front of my shop or my house. I don't think you should have to say, just take it because we have insurance. I don't think so. I heard David Bellavia with an eloquent opening of his show yesterday. Didn't have much time to be on because he had two press conferences in his two-hour show. But one of the things he said, because there was a question of whether they were going to go into the suburbs, he said, absolutely not. He said there would be bloodshed if they went into the suburbs, and I totally agree. It's one thing to give up your business and see your business ruined, but there's something different about your home. This is where you live, okay? This is where maybe your children were raised, your marriage flourished in this house, whatever, but this is a house. This is different. And it would be an absolute mistake to try and take it away from me. No question. And so do you think that's the same sentiment, Tony and Buzzy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Your house is sacrosanct.
Yeah, you're not penetrating my front door. This is my place. I'm standing my ground. End of story.
That's it. That's it. Your last thing will be in my driveway. That's as far as you're going to get. Yeah. And so I think that if the politicians, the mealy-mouthed politicians, want to really serve the public, they should talk to people and see how they really feel. Because, we have those who are protesting, and, yeah, we definitely have those who are rioting, and I think we have a subgroup, a combination of people who, wow, you know, I've been getting free things from the government. All I have to do is throw this chair through the window, and I can walk in there and get whatever I want without paying for it. More free stuff.
It's owed to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my right.
Because you won't give us reparations. That's just one group. But all of the groups thinking, you owe me something, and I'm going to take it. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to you, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And we are back with Beach & Company. And let's go to line four, one of our regular callers. It's Mary from Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. Oh, I'm glad I got a little more time. I thought you were going to get me before the break.
No, I wouldn't do that. You have plenty of time. Go ahead.
Thank you. Let me just get my facts out here first, okay? You're asking questions about, like, you know, who's responsible or anything. What infuriates me most is, maybe people aren't going to like this, but I was watching the, you know, all, as everybody else is watching these videos and these reporters. What infuriates me the most is these reporters and the media, they're like waiting and, you know, like waiting for something. Like the man said, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. What made me sick was the fact that they anticipated rioting and they anticipated all this stuff. What bothers me the most is who issued the permit for those people to gather. This is pandemic. Just the day before, I'm talking about Buffalo now in Erie County. Before this, they issued a thing that they canceled the Erie County Fair. They're canceling all these events because of the pandemic. And here, they give a permit for protest. They know this is going to be, you know, contentious and, riot-provoking and everything else. Number one, they never should have given the permit. Or number two.
That's true. And they would have had a good reason not to give the permit because of the virus. That's a good point.
Right. Now, let me finish also, because this is what's been infuriating me the most. When I see the mayor and the county executive, you know, almost once make me either De Blasio said, you know, give him a light hand. You know what I would do? I would give him a heavy hand with the middle finger extended right across his face and push him on the ground and step on his neck the way they're accusing this. You know,
the mayor's got a lot of, the mayor of New York has a lot of gall. His daughter, meanwhile, while he's saying that, his daughter gets arrested. She was online saying, we need more things. This is during the riots, that we need more things for our brothers and sisters. And then she gets arrested. You tell me what's wrong with that picture? A lot.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, I straightened it out. The Molotov cocktail that went into the police car with policemen in it, that was a woman that did that, and they got her, obviously.
Yeah.
And now the one who tried to burn down the city hall, they have that guy.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Now, one more thing. I'm getting back to their talk about policy. When the mayor is up there saying thank you to the people that came in and thank you to the, you know, the protesters, for peaceful protesters, I was waiting for one of those people from the media to talk to. They're talking to the people that, oh, they're so helpful and all this stuff. What the hell good is it to clean up a mess? Why didn't they have the people responsible for it? If they want to change policy, the policy that first should be changed the most is the permit policy, permit allowance. You're not denying people free speech, but it should be, if you're going to have a protest, you should not conduct it. You should have it at least, you know, 50 feet or even 200 feet away from businesses, and do not interfere with.
You should put it in a green space,
right?
Where there's no glass to break or anything like that.
I'll
give the mayor credit this time, though. I've never heard him as forceful.
Oh, sure.
As he was this time. The mayor is usually very soft spoken, but he wasn't this time. But you know what it took? It took somebody trying to burn down City Hall to light a fire under him.
Why didn't he say, he and Poland Cars, why don't they have the business owners? Why don't they notify, if somebody gets a permit for, you know, a protest, they should tell them, you know, ask how many people are going to go and have identity for the people that are coming. And number two, notify all the people in the area, all the businesses in the area, and they should be notified, and the police protection should be there before, and then these people gather someplace else for their protest, just in case they decide to march on these.
You get rogue. Very good point, Mary. I could sense your anger this morning. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Oh, and by the way, I was right. First, do no harm is the beginning of the Hippocratic Oath, which doctors take, okay? First, do no harm. We had a federal officer contact us, say it's not in their oath. Okay, let's go to Gary in Williamsville on line one. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy and Tony.
Hey, Gary. We need a little lighthearted Gary, I hope.
unfortunately, I have a different perspective on the whole event, I guess you would call it.
Let us hear it.
What disturbs me more than anything else is the mysterious piles of bricks. I saw one on a video, 50 to 100 bricks in the middle of a city block right next to the sidewalk.
They were delivering bricks to different sites, yes.
That means there is something bigger behind what's going on. And they have very good logistics, and they are promoting felonious assault. How can this happen? Where are the video cameras that showing who's delivering these bricks?
Yeah, where did they come from and who paid for them? Well, you've got an online site that they're looking for, quote, unquote, let's see. They don't want to list themselves as rioters. They're looking for professional protesters. And one of the things is you'll get paid in untraceable funds. Now, what does that say? You ever saw a job listing like that?
Who's paying for this? Who's behind this?
Good question.
You remember about 6 months ago, I told you there were groups in this country that would burn the country to the ground to get their way.
We were this weekend being attacked. It's a foreign enemy. First of all, we're being attacked by two things, the virus and the people that are throwing those bricks. Make no mistake, we are being under siege.
I hope that the NSA and other agencies of high capabilities are tracing where these bricks came from, who paid for them, and I hope the FBI has corrected himself enough to go after them, because you're right. Country's under attack. I'm under attack. You're under attack.
That's true, and I heard a former Secret Service guy say, this is no joke. We've got to get this done now. We are under a siege. And so, good point. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Always good to talk to Gary. Let's take a break. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Okay, the governor says, according to what I hear in my ear, the governor says we are ready for phase two starting tomorrow in Western New York. They gave the go-ahead to dentists today. Now, that's a good sign, because of all the contact of various businesses, I can't think of any that are more intimate than a dentist. The dentist is wearing, a mask, sometimes a shield, and they're working inside your mouth. All the things we're told was to protect your mouth and your nose, and they're working inside there. So if they give them permission, which they have, they're open now, that's a good sign.
Sandy, why don't you give us a reminder of what we've been missing at the dentist?
Yeah! That's a little remembrance. That's what they should do. They should take all these protesters and offer them free dental work, if you get my drift.
Would you like a root canal?
Oh, yeah. All down, Bubbalina. You need a little root canal thing? Now, Bernie's looking up something she read to me earlier this morning. It's Texas, but we don't know if it's the whole state of Texas, because Texas is large, if it's a county or what. But they've declared a state of emergency in something in Texas that will allow you to carry a pistol for 7 days without a permit. So for the, I assume, the adjacent 7 days to the order, that you can carry a pistol without a permit in Texas. You know who might know about that? Terry in Texas. Let's go to Terry in Texas on line 3 on News Radio 930. Hello, Terry.
Hello, sir. Yeah, that's a fact. When the governor declares a state of emergency, you don't have to have a concealed carry permit to be able to open carry so that you can protect yourself. I don't know about the seven-day thing. I thought it kind of extended as long as the state of emergency was in place. But, yeah, that doesn't mean just anybody can, just steal a gun and carry it around. But if you're a legal firearm owner and all that good stuff, you can carry it around openly and you don't have to worry about having your concealed carry permit or anything like that. So, and I wanted to touch on that real quick because you spoke about Antifa and the suburbs, and my dad was sending me like screenshots of Twitter. I guess they were saying something about, going to the suburbs. I'm going to tell them people right now, I know dudes at the house drumming their fingers on the table waiting for something like that to happen. So if you really want to fight, you come around Texas or wherever the rest of these people are, they're waiting for you. You come on in and you take your best shot. You better pack a couple lunches, because there's a lot of people that are letting y'all make it right now just because they're good, upstanding citizens, and they don't want to go to jail for, taking scum of the earth down, without, rightful cause. But
you know Terry, when I went down to Dallas to program WBAP, I was having lunch with the news director who was born and raised in Texas, and I said, one thing I noticed down here, I said, when the light turns green and the person doesn't move, nobody honks their horn at them. Why? And he says, that's because they all carry guns. He said, you saw the gun rack in the back window. You don't want to be honking at anybody, which is right. And also, I know that home burglaries is a very small number in Texas, probably for the reasons you just gave, Terry.
Yeah, no, these are typical Antifa or whoever these people are that are protesting or looting, not protesting, looting and rioting. They're typical. They're doing it because they know they can get away with it. They're not really out there for a real fight. And that brings me basically to my point is, you know, the police are, in my opinion, being told to stand down. I told Joe yesterday, I got a friend, he's on the Chicago Police Department, and he put me onto a website where that I could listen to live radio traffic from Chicago Police Department, you know, radios. And I don't know how much I'm hearing of everything, but it certainly sounds like I'm hearing a lot. And, you know, I'm hearing pursuits being terminated when the officer is only chasing someone that looted. You know, I heard one last night live, and then, you know, I assume it was a supervisor. It's like, well, what are you chasing them for? And the officer responded, they were looting from such and such. And he's like, terminate. You know, I hear words like peel off. They're starting to surround the vehicles, so they have to back up. I hear things like, you know, we're going to have to let it burn. We can't risk, you know, the officer's safety because there's not enough people there. I hear a code called 10-1, which I had to ask my buddy. I gave up trying to guess. 10-1 is a police emergency. So when anytime you hear 10-1, that officer is in distress. I hear, and here's a super point I wanted to make. Kudos to these dispatchers in these major cities, because I tell you what, I couldn't do what these mostly women are doing to coordinate back and forth with multiple officers and multiple units and multiple types of emergency situations. And they sound cool as a cucumber the whole time that they're doing it. And I think, you know, they're the hidden gems behind all this because, you know, they're like the offensive coordinators for the Patriots adjusting on the ground, you know, with a minute left. These women are amazing, and it's epic to hear. And I wish that the police were backed by real mayors that have some real stout, you know, backbones that will allow them to do their jobs and send off these idiots that obviously have no care for anything in this country. I came up with a term for them. I'm going to start calling them urban termites. That's what these people are, because they destroy everything they come in contact with in an urban setting.
Remember when we thought it was just Baltimore whose mayor, a female, said, I got nothing to do with this except a continuation of what he said, who said to stand down and then let them take whatever they want and burglarize whatever they want for a while to kind of get it out of their system. See, I didn't know that there was a free home trial of a riot, and that's essentially what they gave them. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to respect for police, respect for property, and not used to it. And in Texas, I guess they take it more seriously. Thank you, Terry. Always good to talk to you. Let's go to the final call. That'll be Bob in Buffalo. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Yes, Andy, a couple of quick points because I know time is short. On the bricks, somebody should call Governor Cuomo and tell him that New York State labor taxes are not being paid. He'll track that down in a hurry.
Exactly.
I wanted to make the point that when we're talking about racism, the Buffalo Police Commissioner, the Common Council President, the Mayor, the Speaker of the Erie County Legislator, the Assembly Speaker, the Senate Leader, the New York State Attorney General, they're all black. Where's the racism? But yet they're still trying to burn down City Hall. And what would impress me is if they can find the people that beat that 29-year-old woman. Because if they'll do that to her, they'll do it to others.
And that is disgusting. She apparently came off of a side street, was suddenly caught in the midst of it. They dragged her out of the car. This is like Reginald Denny in the L.A. riots. And beat her to a pulp, and she's now in serious condition. I said, if that was me, if I could, I'd step on that gas and not let up. Just stay right on it. Okay, thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. How about you, Tony? What would you do?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what I would do in that situation.
Would you allow him to pull you out of the truck?
I would fight like you know what. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, so would I.
It wouldn't be pretty, and I may lose that battle, but I'm going to fight.
I think the most effective thing is just tromp on the pedal. And if somebody's in front of your car, they're in front of your car.
They become a speed bump.
Yeah, exactly. See how tough they are then. How about you, Buzzy?
You know what? I like Tony, I'm not sure what I would do in that situation. But I something Cuomo said just now at his press conference about how he is, you know, outraged and he stands with the protesters and he gives all these ideas of things he wants to implement. Well, how long has him and his family been in power in New York State?
Yeah.
And now in 2020, he decides he wants to implement these rules?
Well, let me tell you something, guys. I learned something. I learned that if I go anywhere with you two guys and you're in the car, I'm driving.
Okay.
I thought that was the deal anyway.
That is
well, your
deal.
Vehicle won't break down, so we definitely have to take yours.
Okay, yeah, it's got big tires on it. Okay.
That's it. You need Bigfoot.
That's it. That about wraps it up. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.